Okay, we are at Shinai Dalid, the very end of Hilchis Tumas Kayanim. One PS from Shinai and Gimel, I neglected to mention last week, Nogea to the Alochis of Kayan being Mitama when he's Tame anyway. The Shaila that comes up when we say the Kinnis on Tisha B'Av, Harab Yishmael Kayan Gadol, picked up the head of Rav Shimon Gamliel. We say there, the story what? Very good. There's a, the kin of the Asara Harugei Malchus, the first thing we describe is the death of Rav Shimon Gamliel, and how Rav Yishmael Kayan Gadol picked up his head, and he was put Einov Keneged Einov, and Piv Keneged Piv, and he said words of tremendous feeling. And L'chayim, Yishmael Kayin Gadol was certainly a Kayin, and the question is how he was allowed to be Mitama. So I know of three tshuvas on the topic. The one that's nogea to what we learned is in the Hartzvi, Simin Reish Pei Beis, who brings a simple halacha, a reason that it's a raya from here, that when the Kayin is Tame already anyway, that he's allowed to be Mitama Vaita. A raya to the Ravid, but the Ravid plus, the Ravid minus, the Ravid was talking if he's not still in the, here he's still in the oil of the mace anyway, so that when he's in the oil of the mace anyway, to the Tama B'maga, to the mace, is not adding to him. So, well, it was in the king's, wherever they were, executioner was, assuming.
It was in a stadium there.
Well, you want to say it was a stadium, it's Kakasha, so I'd rather say it was on the roof, and that is Kakasha.
Okay.
The king was sitting there, right? So the Caesar was sitting there, so Mustamba had a roof. So anyway, that's what the Hartzvi says. Rav Moshe, what? Yeah, so if he's going from oil to maga, doing a maisa to touch the mace. If you hold that tumma is tumma, so the tumma by oil is tumma maga. It doesn't add an extra level of tumma, just maga is matami many types of tumma, and oil is only a mace. So once it's matama, maybe it's. Well, maga is more, though. It's a maga with a masa, okay. At any rate, that's what it says in the Hartzvi. Ramesha, we can't pass in any halachas or midrashim. So not from kinnis, but still, halidavaru to say in kinnis something that's awesome. That's what he says. I'm not going to pass it from it. It was the same mace, but he was b'ma'ayil mace anyway. So to add to a smaga doesn't really add a resulting tumma that's any different. What? He could not.
He was never.
I don't know if he was allowed to leave. that's the assumption that he could. Ramayshin, the fourth chelik of Arachayim, Simon Samachtes Ois Ches, says a teretz that a mace mitzvah, you're allowed to be metama lekvaydai to a mace mitzvah. Now I'm going to see this next simon is mace mitzvah, and we'll see if this is true, even though you're not being mekaverim, but his head was on the floor, it's a bezayin to pick it up on the floor, and the Romans weren't going to be mechaveret, so at least to show some covet for the mace, for a mace mitzvah, that's mutter. That's what he says. Rav Moshe says that might be pshat in Taisus and Ksubis. Taisus says Rabbeinu Chaim Kayin was one of the Bali Taisus. He writes in Taisus El Ilo Yisisham, where Rabbeinu Tam was nifter, I would have been betama to Rabbeinu Tam. That's what Taisus says. So those want to understand that because Kivrei Tzadikim are not betama, we already learned all the Paiskim say it's not true, that this idea Tzadikim are not betama is not emes. So Rav Moshe wants to learn the same thing, that it was al kvaydai that you're allowed to have a din of a mace mitzvah. Anything that's missing kvaydai, that's mutter. And we'll see if there's any source for it as we learn this simit to come. It's interesting, the Aruch HaShulchan says the same thing. I'm just learning. This I forgot to mention last week. I meant to mention in Shiraya Gimel, but here in Shiraya Dalid, which we're about to start, Darach HaShulchan mentions the same teretz. Ramesh's teretz is Darach HaShulchan's teretz here in Shiraya Dalid of Katan Vav. Zeu Atam Shor Beinu Chayim Kayim Betayis Ksubis Kuf Gimel. Shomer Ilu Yisi Beis Petirs Beinu Tamu Metamei Alav Is Palu Alav Beinu Tamu Loi Haya Nasi. I'm not for Yerushalmi, yes, he's Shapir, the Hayagad Bidar, Batani Yamasni, Lasay Shiura, and has a dinner of a basement. So we'll learn yet Yerushalmi, but that's the, that's Darach HaShulchan Ramesh's Teretz. Shlomi Zalman Orbach, Kedarko, he has the most imaginative Teretz of all. Shlomi Zalman, in a piece that was printed in there was a Kuntris, I don't know if it still exists, Mavakshi Taira. Of El Toshanun Hey, he writes there totally different, like out of left field chat. I think it's well known, a story with the Brisker Rav, that somebody had been sentenced to death, and his last wish was the Rav should come and speak to him before he dies. So they sent for the Brisker Rav. Was he in Kippur? I don't know. So the Brisker Rav said he's not allowed to go, because as soon as he goes, it gives the person his last wish, they're going to kill him. If he pushes it off for an hour or 2 hours or 8 hours, he'll die later. So he says, now let it go, because as soon as he goes, he's going to cause him to die sooner. So Shlomi Zalman uses that. He says to him, Shmuel Kohen Gadol, they're about to kill him. He has Rishus to be Baicha on Reb Shimon Gamliel. So as long as he was Baicha on Reb Shimon Gamliel, they let him live a little longer. So Mamela, he was allowed to do it. Aspikof Nefesh, he was allowed to be Marich in his Avelus on Rav Shimon Gamliel. That's an imaginative, creative teretz. Pastor Rav Shimon Zalman. So these are the three teretz I found on Rav Shmuel Kohen Gadol. Okay, let's learn Shinaya Dalid, which is the last simon of Hilchis Tumis Kayin. Although, it's really a hybrid. It's only half on Hilchis Tumis Kayin, as the title indicates. Tumis Kaila Meis Mitzvah, and Nasi Ela Rabbi. Val Eza Meis Ma'am Besabim. It's really only the first few Sifim that still have to do with Tumis Kaila. Let's see Sif Aleph. Mitzvah Li Tamais Lemeis Mitzvah, Afilu Kaya Gadol, Nazir, Vayuch Lishchanis Pesachai, Velam Alas Benai, Masa Meis Mitzvah, Harri Zuh Mitamalai. Is anybody familiar with Shas, with Psachim, and Nazir, knows that we have Ribuyim after Ribuyim. The first Ribuy is Meis Mitzvah, the second Ribuy is Afilu Kohen Gadol V'Nazir, and the third is Afilu Kohen Gadol V'Nazir, Vayuch Lishchanis Pesachai, that they're all allowed to be Mitamei.
Is this in any order of hierarchy, what's more Kedusha?
It's in Ibayin the Gemara. If you have a Kohen Gadol and a Kayin, or a Kohen Gadol, no, I'm sorry, a Kohen Gadol and a Kayin, certainly a Kayin. Gemara is in Ibayin, a Kohen Gadol V'Nazir, which one has Kedima? Is it a Kohen Gadol, Shekein Eina Mitamei L'Shakroivav, so he's a higher level? Or is it is the Nazir Shenayig beChaladam that's a higher level? It says together the two examples of mitzvahs that are karis, the only two mitzvahs says that are karis, it means all mitzvahs. Now you also know, if you learn Gemara, that a meis mitzvah is kaidim b'kaimai. There's a halacha that when a mace dies, you find a mace mutl anywhere, that you bury him right there. The mace mitzvah is kind of dalet amis, so that you find a mace mitzvah where you're supposed to bury him. So Chazal made a takana that a mace mitzvah is kind of a kaima, and wherever you find him, you bring a shovel, you dig, and you bury a mace mitzvah. It's important to know the halacha l'maisa of this. In Shin Samach Dalet Sif Gimel, which you do not have in your photostats, but you do have, if you have a Yeridei in front of you, Shin Samach Dalet Sif Gimel, it's even in Mark's Shulchan Aruch. And you have it after Sif Beis, though, in Shin Samach Dalet. There, it's interesting, the Shulchan Aruch there writes, Meis Mitzvah, Shabbat Se Adam Besada, the Kavre Sham, Afil Shloimi Das Baal Asada, that's the Gemara. That if you find the mace, you bury him in the place where he is.
Anybody's private field.
Except if he's a place where Kainim walk on the road, so you have to move him over to the side. But otherwise, Mesmitzah Kaina Makaimi. There's an important Taz there, Sif Cotton Bays. And the Taz, what? It's a Takana Drabanan. That's Mesmitzah Kaina Makaimi. It doesn't say here. In Bava Kama, it's in the Perak with all the Takanas. I don't know, that it would only be in Eretz Yisrael. So I don't know. I think it's anywhere. But there's an important Taz. Taz of Cotton Bay says, Kosem Rashal. Ein noigin ha'inda b'dinei beis mitzvah ha'elu. And Taz Bay is back in Shishamatah still. Taz of Cotton Bay. Koshkeh nimsa kuloi, I'm sorry, Kosem Rashal. Because we don't have control. We don't control the places we are. Even if you're going to bury him, they're going to remove him. Not only they're going to remove him, this halacha doesn't really apply. That halacha, the halacha dinner meisvitzah still applies. The halacha that meisvitzah kind of a kaimai, at least the chutz laretz doesn't apply. They can put up a building. Nothing stops them. But they have mason down there now also. I mean, it doesn't. Say they can put a building over it. No, Kai can go in. Why can't a guy go in? Kai can go on the bottom floor. He can go in the rest of the building. Right? There's nothing stops him. What? Well, he loses Dalar Abbas, I guess. He loses the Dalar Abbas where the mace is buried. That land, he can't plant a tree or he can't use it for whatever he wants to use it for. You can't step on a kever. So you have to. You lose that area of the kever itself. It doesn't seem so. If they pay for it, it would be naive as matters that too. I mean, it doesn't sound like they pay. It sounds like it's a kinder that makes it a kind of a kinder. Doesn't say anything about them paying for it later. And no, even if you find the krayv and achayv, the halacha is that the krayv are not obligated to pay for the kvura unless it's from the Yerusha. Or even if there's Yerusha. Perhaps. If you could, they could force them to pay for a matzeva, maybe they could pay him. I'm not sure. This is Rav Shimon, the Chiddush Rav Shimon, probably Iksubis. Rav Shimon has a Chiddush that even though a mace can't own anything, but l'kvaydai, he could have ownership. Because it's a Mishnah, I think in the end of Shkalim, that when a mace dies, his Yerusha is Meshubid. Yarshim don't have to pay for a Karim's Kever or Hespedim or anything, but if he leaves Yerusha, the money is Meshubid. That's what Shemishkap writes. So once her for Rav Moshe, one of his Friday Shiurim, he said an interesting pshat. It says in Mishpatim that Vahayu Benecha Yisaimim Nishechem Almanais. It says in Einish there that your children will be, is that you'll die, and your children will be Yisaim, your wife will be Almanah. So Rashi says, probably from a Gemara, that they won't find your body, and your children will be Yisaimim forever, because they'll never be able to go to Yerusha, and your wife will be in Almanah forever, because she'll never be able to remarry. That's what Rashi says. The first time I ever heard a Shia for Moshe was on the topic of Mishmush. Mishmush is a halacha that if a man dies, the Torah spells out six, we'll call it seven, krivim that yarshin him. If none of them are alive, who yarshins him? So we do mishmush. Mishmush means that it goes up to his father. His father is his closest kariv if he doesn't have a son. So it goes to his son if he has a son. It goes to his closest kariv. He's yarshin for kever. And then he's mayrish as if he was alive. If he has no krivim, goes to his father until you find Kraven. So the lashon of the Gemara is that the mace, Mishmash is the mace is Yarish Bekever. So Moshe declared if the mace is mamish yarish bekever, or it's just an imaginary vehicle by which we determine the closest relative. So Rabbi Shah said, how can a mace be yarish bekever? Mace can't be yarish, a mace can't own anything. But he said, this is side of Reb Shimon, that l'kvaydai he could. Is it kvaydai? He said, look, Rashi Mishpatim says, ha'ibadechim yisayimim, that they won't find your body and your children won't inherit. Who are we punishing? We're not punishing the children. We're punishing the man. The man who did Averis, he's going to die. It's a punishment to him that his children won't yarshin him. It's a raya from here that it's a nachas ruach to a mace that his children should yarshin. It's kvaydai that his children should yarshin him. And Mimela, since it's kvaydai, mishrash could work that yamamish yarish bekever and then yamayrish. Because for kvaydai, just like for a matzeva, he has ownership. You were at that shir, because I remember what Rabbi Shashir was there. But maybe it was the first shir I went to, so I remember it. It was a Friday shir on Mishmush, and Rabbi Shashir said four ways to learn Mishmush, and these were two of the ways. Either Yashin, you don't Yashin, I don't remember all the ways. And
but you also said and, giving Yeshua the Chaim with the Moirish,
it was that. Yeah, that's it. Kola b'chotar kula ha-chaim Yashim ha-meisim, b'kara meisim Yashim ha-chaim. It's not Yashim, normally don't Yashin chaim. Anyway, he said this idea that it's a covet for the mace that his yarshim should inherit him. And I think it is that way, maybe b'teva. I don't know. I know my mother, when she was sick at the end, she wanted very much to give away her things. She had me give the leichter to one article and the silver to another. She wanted to bring her jewelry. She should give it out. It's such a morbid thing. I didn't want to do it. I don't want to do it. You know, she had a diamond ring. She gave it to me for a child. But, you know, in hindsight, I should have done it. I should have given it a nachas ruach to do it. You tell clients to do it, that's to avoid litigation later, right? Yeah. That's true.
He likes litigation.
No, no. So, it's... no, but it's a nachas ruach for a parent that the... Okay, anyway, getting back to Meis Mitzvah. Sif Beis. Einai nikra meis mitzvah. It's a little complicated. Linyan zeh elam kebatsa roshe v'ruvay. It has to be his head and rov of the body. Yimatsa roshe v'ruvay chutz me'ever echad chayzel l'tavi b'shvil oisei ever. So listen to the chiddush. Here this is the shiloh. Let's say somebody's in a hospital setting and he can rescue an ever that was detached from a mace. So a kayin is not allowed to be mitama unless it's Roshay Verubai. But once it's Roshay Verubai, he's already allowed to be mitama separately for an additional aver. Peltik Echidish. You follow? He's Roshay Verubai, he could do. He buried Roshay Verubai. Now he can go after an aver acher. The Archa Shulchan says it's mashvi, even lachar's man. Once he's mitami to that meis mitzvah, it's mutter. Kiveger, I never saw such a thing, Rabbi Kiveger. It says, Matzah Roshay Verubai. In Rabbi Kiveger it says, "I should drive a Gugalta tour," and then there's an asterisk on the bottom. I don't know who added this. As Rabbi Kiveger says, "A filishedru Gugailas," which would be mashma if you're in a school and they have the shedru Gugailas of a real mace. If you knew it was a Jewish mace, be a mitzvah to go bury it. And underneath there's a footnote. It says, "Eina kei dasa bechabish like kasav kan." Right, so I don't know that it's the gear that often, but it's interesting. Rabbi Kiva Eger, usually if he brings something, he needs to paskin that way. So I don't know who added this. I assume Rabbi Kiva Eger added it at some later point to say Russia that it's not everything. It's not.
There's no timeline on it.
The Archa Shul is, he says, it's mashma. He says, Blash and Efshir. That he, that there's no time.
Once he's buried,
I think the old days you're ready to tie with
the paper. He says, "Well, should have." This is all. It's not after the echayr. We're going to learn a Siv Gimel. If Yisrael could do it, then most of the time probably Yisrael could do it. But if not, the first Rebbe Kiveger, he says, "Afilu kai gadol." He says, "Taisus nazir dirasal v'chein kasu afilu l'tazlei mechabel l'tzeil shlei esriach shari." It's important to halacha negeah today. I'll tell you why in a few minutes. It's not so negeah b'cham l'tzeil, but he says kvaydai of a meis mitzvah. You're even allowed to be metamed just b'shem kvaydai, even though like today you're not allowed to bury him. Are you going to go bury him? You have to wait for the chevra kedisha anyway. So you think the kai should stand next to the mace, but not be metama. But if it's for shum kvaydai, even mechamel itzel, Rabbi Kivega paskins that it's mutter, it's machlekes rishaynim. Rabbi Kivega paskins like taisus that it's mutter, even mechamel itzel. Well, that was a machlekes rishaynim. That was a machlekes to Rabbi in the Rambam. But therefore, what here? There's only one mace.
Yeah, but you said even later.
It's like later. Oh, you mean later, the Aver, you mean?
The
Aver. Oh, yeah. So Smash for like Zev said, even if he was Metar already.
Yeah.
He says, the Aruch HaShulchan says the Balosh in Efshir. The Efshir Gam Lach HaZman, that's the Mashmais. That's a Lach HaZman. If you're burying him right now, of course you gather all his. What does Yesriach mean? Is that going to turn to jelly in the sun? It means Yesriach, it's going to decay quicker. It's quite. All right. I think that's called Kavod HaMeis, I think. Only a yid? We're going to talk if it applies to Rishayim. Okay, it's only a yid. It's not even clear that it applies to. No, it's Kseres HaKosov. It could be asked Mrs. Kvur also. You mean the mitzvah of Kvur of Kvaidai of the mace? There are two parts to Kvura. The mitzvah to bear even a Rasha. The mitzvah of Kvura itself is a mitzvah even by a Rasha. I will see. I mean, I want to talk about Rishon. We'll see in a minute. Alright, let's learn Sif Gimel, which delineates the klal of a mace mitzvah. I want to tell you, Rav Palm once said, I forgot how it came up, that if somebody witnesses a car accident, and Le'aleinu, there's a Mace Yisrael, there's a Jew who died in the car accident, and there's no Chevra Kadisha there, the car accident happened, and a person comes upon it, they take away a body, and you realize it's a Jewish body. So it has a din of a Mace Mitzvah to accompany the body to go along. Now, even though we're going to have soon a shayla, if a guy is being shomer, whether that's enough. And there are many poskim hold of a guy is going to be responsible for the body, it's enough. Rapan said, Bizman, I said, the guy are not makbid on autopsies, and they're not makbid on a quick burial, they're not makbid on the nyanim of kovid ames. So Rapan said that even a kayin, certainly Israel, who finds a mace in such a case, that's a mace mitzvah bizman hazeh. If you have an accident of some sort, there's a Jew, and to accompany the mace, where they'll let you, they won't always let you, but to accompany the mace, to be shimer the mace, that it shouldn't come to autopsies, or it should quickly be taken care of a burial. All right, depending on the case, it's an investigation. That also is the din of a mace mitzvah, even for a kayin to be metame. Even though kayin, by the time you get to burial today, you have to call somebody. They don't let you bury you unless you have a licensed person. Nevertheless, mishum kvayda. Now, if shalei asriach is muta, then they shouldn't do an autopsy. Certainly muta. Let's see the rule of izel mace mitzvah, sif gimel. Ezel meis mitzvah shematzai b'derech or b'ir shalayv dekechavim ve'ein lay kaivrim. They found it in a road or in a city of Gaim. The city of Gaim was lav dafka, but it means it's ein lay kaivrim. Usually if there are Jews around, he has kaivrim. U'mamakim shematzai eini yachal likreis Yisrael she'aneyu. And standing by the meis and screaming won't help you to get a Jew. There's no Jew within earshot. Or there is a Jew within earshot, but he's not willing to come. Also, like lozus misham, it's also for the Jew, even the kayin, to go away. Even to go to the city and bring people. Not allowed to leave a mace alone. Ela yitame atzmai v'yikverenu. Does he have a shovel with him? I missed it. Well, the Gemara Shochet has that too. We need a license. But so you have to get somebody to get a shovel. You don't leave a mace. A mace needs shmira. You wait until somebody will pass by. You give him. Avol. Now it's Taka Mashma. Well, no, it's not Mashma. It says Avol. My Yisrael Kravim Lamakim a mace. Kravim here doesn't mean relatives. It means close by. If they are Jews close by, Shamaitzi a mace Kari Yisam Vim Einin Loi Ubaim Lakaivrei. So the Kayin could cause somebody else to come and bury him. So today with cell phones, this is, I guess, what a Kayin would have to do if he can. Get on the phone and call. Now, if the police are about to take the body away, you're not going to help. But if you can, the body is lying there, then you can call the mace, Vahim Kayvrim, and they bury. And here's a tricky line. Bo b'nei ha'ir, im yesh loy kol tzarchai moshech es yadav. If the b'nei ha'ir came, what does it mean? Im yesh loy kol tzarchai. If he has as many people as are needed, then moshech es yadav, then he has a position. What does it mean kol tzarchai? It means you just can't dig. You need two people, three people to dig. Is that what it means? Im yesh loy kol tzarchai? So the Be'er HaGoyle tells you to look into the Torah to see what it means called Tzarchai, and the Gra tells you to look at Yerushalmi. So this is where there's a little bit of a complication. There is no question that called Tzarchai, if you need in order to be able to Naisi Amita, V'chilufeyim, V'chilufeyim, as it says in the Mishnah, that is no Shaila. You have to have an expedited Kvura, however many people you need. But Yerushalmi says a big chiddush. Yerushalmi says, "I'm quoting Darach HaShulchan." He brings a Torah. Be'er HaGoyle says, "Look at the Torah." Divrei HaTorah ain't no muvanim b'zeh. He says the Torah is a pella. What does he say? Shakasa. Lo yitame im yesh loy. How much? Im yesh loy shisa al pi gavri. If you have 6,000 people available to bury, ulaman demasli ain't lo shir. If somebody learned, then there's no shear. Chen l'nasi mitam alayla. Rabbi l'etami im yeshay kashir. I can't shine it. He seemed to say that the kayin im yeshay kashir means 6,000 people. Now we didn't get 6,000 people. You know, most people don't have 6,000 people at the levaya. I can't shine it. Well, dvar of tamuin. The hak the shis alpe is only yechiv levaya sameis. The only kayin sheyatama atzmai. What's he talking about? The shir of Levaya Sameis, Kvay, there's 6,000. Kainim don't go to Levaya, be Matame for 6,000. Then he says, Omnam, Divrei HaTorah, before Rosh Hashanah, Yerushalmi. This Torah is beferish in the Yerushalmi. It seems that Yerushalmi holds that a Kain is not Matame for Shisalpi. But once the Kain is Matame to a Meis Mitzvah, and others come, he continues to be metame until the shisalpi, until there are 6,000 people. Means he keeps on being metame. On this, Aruch HaShulchan brings that this is an explanation of Rav Chaim Kayin being metame to Rabbeinu Tam. That was Rishum Kvaidai. But then he ends, Umakamakim kol ha-poiskim loy heviu divrei ator. So it's a Torah, it's an interesting Torah. It says, kol ha-poiskim loy heviu divrei ator. The Paiskim didn't bring it, despite the fact that Be'er HaGoyle tells you to look in the Torah. It sounds like he means the Paskin that way. But we never heard such a thing of... the truth is not so shchiach that a Kohen is metame to a Meis Mitzvah.
Sounds like when he went with an Eid or another Eid for later, like we said earlier.
That once it's mutter, it's mutter.
Yeah, it sounds yeah. Very similar.
You see, but it's not really similar. It's there. It's similar that once you start, you finish. But it's a bigger chiddush there once you start... On the mace, you finish with Devarim. Here, you want to say once you start with the mace, it can be metame even just to have a more bakavad dekalavaya. So that's the. I guess he's saying no. You're right. The way I explain it doesn't answer it. Yeah, he seems to be saying it even without once he was metame. No, he says Nasi Vu Adin Lameis Mitzvah. He says Nasi Ameis Mitzvah both are the same.
So, so,
Okay. Covered a regular mace is 6,000. It says if he knows how to learn, it's 600,000. English shear, it says. So this is all the Shulchan to cut in hay. Okay, let's see. We didn't finish. What?
The
question is, who's a Nasi this man? I don't know. I mentioned Rapam was very distraught after Rav Moshe's Levaya. We were all astounded how many people were there. Rapam was very upset. He said, how could there be Yidden that didn't come to Rav Moshe's Levaya? Whole Manhattan should have been closed down. How could people? I know he told people that they should better work on Purim and go to Levaya on what? Tiny Festival. Small Lower Manhattan was closed. But anyway,
Times
said 40,000. Times we found a clipping in my parents. I think it said 40,000. It's always more. Now it's Israel. They're more malumid in Kavod Talmidei Chachamim and less malumid in making money. So. Okay, the Rama. Yesh Aymrim in Eina Maitzishik Viru Rak Beschar Eina Chayiv Liska Mishaloy El Metameyim Yirtza. So I don't understand exactly why nobody comments on this. What's the pshat in the Rama? It says if you could pay someone, if the Kayin, instead of being Metame, could pay someone that he shouldn't have to do it, so he doesn't have to pay. Sounds like it's hutra, that's what it means. You have to find eitzes. So someone else to do it as a taiva, yeah, mechayiv to let someone else do it, yeah, mechayiv to leave. If it costs money, not. I don't understand why it shouldn't be that a kayin, to avoid being metame, should pay, but I guess it's be'etzim, he's not mechayiv to pay from his own money, so he's not mechayiv. I don't know. Chaimish v'lechasov. I don't know.
But there's a lot.
Right there, the Rama.
A lot is going to be all your money.
There's no chiyuv to pay money for mitzvah in Israel.
That's what he says. There's no chiyuv to pay. If you do it yourself, you don't have to pay your money.
I can't bury it. For a shovel. To buy a shovel.
That's what it sounds like. I don't know. I don't understand why it should be this way. The Shulchan has no comment. He seems to agree with it. The Das Torah brings chayokim on this, but nobody in the Shulchan Aruch brings.
This is for you to do it, not to have it done. This is for
you to do it. If you can't do it, you have to pay someone to do it. Mace Israel. Somebody finds a mace and you don't know if he's a guy or a yid. Azlina basaruba and nimtzaim sham. You go basarayv of people that walk on that road. I think it says there in Yerushalmi, if you find them being Tveria, what one or two cities, Tzipari of Tveria, that you assume is a yid, at least in those days. And so you go basarayv of the people that travel in that place. If they are, shalaynu chaloy v'kol kavua kemechza metz on a road, is never kavua. The road is always period. Called the parish Meruva parish, and therefore you go bus arrive. And here we see clearly that there's no din of meis mitzvah on a guy, because it says you have to decide if he's a guy or a yid if he has a din of a meis mitzvah on that. Pischi tshuva aleph on the bottom. A 50-50 suffix, you mean? Stam yeh mechayiv. It's a deraisa. Pesachet Shuva Aleph. I'm just some Sefer Shin Mem Aleph. Oy this echad me anshe chayol beretz tugar shemais bebotei hachaloyim. A soldier, he died in the hospital. V'yedei hadavar legeminas chesed b'vdei ameinu. V'yivukesh hadavar. They want to find out if he's Jewish. V'yimtzo ki hu mo'ol. They found that he had a bris milah. V'yachru etzol shomer hachaloyim. And they inquired in the hospital. He doesn't know anything about him. He came from the front, from the battleground. He was brought there. Got a tzelem around his neck and a meal on his body. Sounds like the meal in those days, not like today in America, was a simon that he's a yid. and they were mesupik what to do. Vahirat sober merabon l'shtad lebekfura ase v'chein asu gam eviyu lekevi Yisrael v'atepikpaku eiz aloindim alay razu. So there are those who said that it wasn't the right thing to do. So they asked some cipher, is it right to assume he's Jewish and to bury him in Kevi Yisrael? Who is al-herich b'zeh? V'hela. Some cipher, after an arichos comes out, devadei mechuyavim l'sasik b'kvurasai, soon you have to bury him. Lo'i miboyim nintzameh shaloi b'makum kviyas anche achayel. Lo'i miboyim if it's shaloi b'makum kviyas anche achayel. If he's Pirish, I guess Rav Mila was that he's a Jew. Even if he's Kavu, which is Kamechta Mechta, Gam Keni Kamatam Luchiyu Vasek Bekfurasai. Luchen Yafu Asa Vizesh Shtadlu Bekfurasai. To bury him, they did the right thing. Ach, Masha Kavru Bekivre Yisrael, Shaloiki Dinasu, then Kaivin Rosh Eitzel Tzadik, who is the Deraisa. The Gemara says you don't bury the Niskalim next to the Nechnakim, even a Rosh Gomer by a Rosh of the Seina Gomer. To bury him by the Rosh Eitzel Tzadik. Igri, Achishikfar Nikfai, Nirulachatu Teshuchim Misveika, Sheva Tasa Odif. So he says that by a Meis Mitzvah, a guy we have, there's no mitzvah. By a Rasha, it's Shapir Avdi that they bury. He doesn't say clearly the Kayu would be Metamah to a Rasha. But they did the right thing to bury him, but you don't bury Rasha Etzel Tzadik. Mind you, this is some cipher, who someone mentioned last week, writes about someone who jumped off a roof, that maybe on the way down he did tshuva. That the Yosef put him, even though. So if he did tshuva, he should have taken off at Salem. Yeah, no, Chinami. But Ramesha has a tshuva about a Rasha. The assumption is they're Jewish. Yeah, he's not talking about Israeli soldiers, he's talking about a soldier. He's not talking about Israeli army, he's not some cipher. The truth is some cipher. He's talking to the Gaisha army, but the fact that he was Gemalit was a simon. In that country, was a simon that he's Jewish.
Is Ain Kovar in Russia, Eitel Tzadik Dasha? You can be Kovar in Tzadik, Eitel Russia?
It's very interesting, Shaila. If it's Tafka Russia, Eitel Tzadik, Tzadik, Eitel Russia. The Pashtus is it's both. In Shulchan Aruch, it's brought that those who tain it, that Tzadik, Eitel Russia doesn't apply. I should also add the Nitziv that I mentioned a while ago. Nitziv says that we daven by kfarim because there's a mechitza sasara. Since today you bury more than 10 tefachim under the ground. I think Nitziv writes the same thing about, he doesn't say Rosh El Tzadik, says a sinei, bearing a sinei, Eitzel sinei, that doesn't apply today that we bury with. By Elisha, Tzadik Eitzel Rosh, he got up and he walked away. Okay? Russia is a Mechal Shabbos. A Tzaddik is someone's Shemesh Shabbos. Yeah, Shemesh Shabbos is a Tzaddik. Tzaddik means a righteous person. It doesn't mean a God Ladar. A righteous person. Yeah, it does have Averis. People do have Averis. I can't hear. You know, there's a big tumult about it because in Nach we find that Yeshua buried the Goyim. And the Gemara mentions that it was a Kiddush Hashem, and there's a tumult whether it's a halacha or a hanogah taiva to bury Goyim. Lemaisa, this is the machlokes to grow on the machaber, if may say akum utorim bahanoah. The Shulchan Aruch says that may say akum, may say ma'asa bahanoah. What about a may who's a guy? Machaber holds even a may who's a guy is asa bahanoah. And the Gra disagrees. The Gra holds that a mace, only a mace Yisrael. We learn out a hekish, Sham Sham, from Egla Rufa to Tomasha Miriam. Sham Sham, just like the Egla Rufa is Asabana, Yid is also Asabana. So the Gra says it doesn't apply to Gayim. And it's Negeya. Right, David being Mekadish, the Mayor of Plishtim, was a riot that it's Mutabana. Gemara says, Lamai Chazi. So the Gemara says it's right to feed your cats. So I brought a raya from there to the Gra. So what did I answer? You don't remember David HaMelech, it was only 20 years ago. So I said a regish makateritz then to answer. I don't know if I saw it. Right, the question is David was Mekadesh Meir Mosayim, or Les Pelishtim. Shaul said Meir, and he went and he did Mosayim. So I fakert. Shaul told David, he can Mekadesh his daughter with Meir or Les Pelishtim, because he wanted he should kill them. He wanted he should put himself in Sakana. So David, first thing, he showed his father-in-law. He said, Meir, I'll get you Mosayim. You know, he got Mosayim. But if I care, like the Mechaber, it's very good. Mesim also, but no, he couldn't even catch the Orla of Mesim. So he had to get the Orla of living Plishtim. Now, they didn't willingly succumb to this. So that's why he had to take off the Orla before they died. So that's what made it a greater Sakana. If that's really what happened, I don't know, but that was my suggestion.
Maybe that while they're alive.
I want to tell that the reason that every Gemila is on plot is because the other Gemila would come together at the same level of the...
Okay. Could be that one kill is Tzaddik and another kill is Russia. It could be.
The Kiddush Pub, you have a Kiddush Pub section.
What? Transplants for non-Sakana is the Shaila. I must have mentioned to you that when I had my femur transplant, the first time that I had my surgery in 95, they had a choice to either do a metal rod or they have a bone bank in Florida. I guess a lot of people die in Florida. They have a bone bank. You can get a cadaver bone. And I asked Rav Palm whether it should get a cadaver bone. It's a Shaila. My assumption is it's a guy, but the question is if it's machlek is to grow in the mechaber. So Rav Palm told me to do whatever I would decide medically. Ramesh has a tshuva about going to medical school and practicing having enough from cadavers, even Yisrael, and having enough from cadavers. Ramesh says that makom tzarich he can be samechan to grow. So Rav Palm told me the same thing. In 95 I had my surgery. They said you get more movement with a cadaver bone. You limp less. But it came loose. The way a cadaver bone is done is very different than the way a metal rod is done. And I had to have it redone in 96, and they did a titanium. And my doctor thought he made me feel better. He told me he spoke at a conference about my surgery, and it's the last time he's going to do a cadaver bone. And, you know, like, I don't know why I feel better about it. Like, I'm saying this, you know, I spoke about it. But, you know, the metal bone gives you more... more flexibility. I'm holding Baruch Hashem at 21, so I hope you continue. What? In the airport, with the cadaver you don't buzz, and with this I buzz when I go through. But, okay, at any rate, Nigris Maisha and Yeredei Chelakal of Tshuva Reish Lamed Vav. He has a Shaila about a woman that converted to the Christian Science religion and died. And the Shaila was whether she had to be treated as a Rasha. The Shaila wanted to say that she did tshuva. Maybe she did tshuva. One of his rayas that she did tshuva was because at the end she went for medical treatment. The Christian Science, they don't go for medical treatment. She went. So Ramesh says, no raya. She had Yisurim. So she had Yisurim, she went. So then the Shaul said to Rav Maisha, she must be a shaita to go for something like that. They refuse all kinds of medical treatment. She must be a shaita. She shouldn't have a din of a rasha. So Rav Maisha writes back that is she a bigger shaita than someone who bows to a statue made of wood? They're also a shaita, but there are people who believe in it. So Rav Maisha refuses he says at the end, bury her with Gayim or with Rishayim. And this idea that maybe he did tshuva at the end, he rejects. He also talks about, there's a sugya Sanhedrin, if death is a kapara for Haruge Malchus, if it's a kapara or not. So Lamaisa, the Gemara says that it's not.
And if they can kill the person?
That's what's talking there. It's talking there about a Jewish peasant. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Mem Zion. Rabbi Yosef says that once they got Mrs. Peasant, it's a kapara. And Abaye disagrees that a kohen is now a bit of a love of Russia. So.
They said they're supposed to do tshuva before
they get buried with Rishayim, but there's a Rambam. The Rambam says someone gets killed because he's a Jew, he's considered Meis HaKiddush Hashem. Does it make him less of a Rush? Yeah, Miller killing him, he's screaming, I'm not a Jew, I'm not a Jew. That's he's going to get, I don't know how that works.
He's telling you in Crown Heights.
What? Yeah.
So where do we bury him? Who
you? If he's a guy, you bury him with a guy. You bury him with all the Italian guys who think they're Jews. Special Torah, for I don't know. And there are estimates, crazy estimates, about how many Spanish Spanish people are really Jewish. I can't be true, but they have tremendous percentages. What? DNA. Okay, I can't answer. I don't know. There was in the 90s. There was this. Remember Avi Kastner killed his two children. There's a fellow who killed his two children. He said that they were going off the derech, and he held it's better to kill them than to. He killed them and drove with their bodies to the police station, and he killed them. He's a rosh, a terrible chil Hashem. And when he died, they passed him that he died in jail. They passed him. He's a Russian. Nobody. I mean, there's a half a meter differently. I would say Shema Satchuva. Shema Satchuva.
So,
in this case, I think it was in Teaneck, was it? Yeah, it's separate sifia that someone who commits suicide is a Russian, unless he commits suicide from pain, in which case he's not allowed to do it, but. Let's say not done someone until Lailenu, until a person is there. Okay, at any rate, these are the dinim of a meis mitzvah. The only shaila here that the Rishayim argue about, the Paiskim talk about, is if a guy could be shomer the meis, whether the yid still has to be there. The Yushalmi says, Yushami's done. If you can be kaivis somebody, if a guy will only take care of the body, whether it still has the din of a meis mitzvah. The Aruch HaShulchan writes the following in Sivkat and Gimel: Hasvara Tamua Lomen Natir Lekayin Latamis Atzmai Kashiyach Lekayvray Aide Kutim Migara Memeis Biyantifrishin Shekayvan Aide Amimin. Very good kasha. Biyantifrishin. You bury somebody through Goyim. You not bury through a Yid. You don't say, wait till tomorrow and the Yid will bury him. Bury him through Goyim. So why should that be worse than burying him through Goyim? So HaShulchan holds that if Goyim are willing to take care of the mace, that there's no heter for a Yid to do it. The Aidi Yushalmi seems to say, if I cared. L'nistayti nira, if a guy is willing to do shmira, we don't let a yid be metama. So Mimela, the Yushami says, you don't have to get guy, it means you don't have to pay guy. But if a guy will be shimer, that's good enough. A guy doesn't have to do it. I mentioned to you that the Rapam said, he has to be a guy who's really going to take care of it, not a guy who. Who will allow an autopsy or not rush to Kvura? So you don't have much of a choice there. They don't let Jews. What are you going to do? They're not protected from autopsies in the medical examiner's office. And you have to put out the truth of stating that's not going to help you. You have to go to court. But they're in the room with the mace, so they're. It says in Halacha, in the Geshur HaChaim, when he talks about the Tahara, he brings that the Tahara should be done in a way as if the mace was alive. Not to uncover him, they should wash him under a sheet, at least his lower part of his body should be washed under a sheet. He should be treated not like a piece of meat, he should be treated like a person.
And
what?
They
if you, you know, if someone's there, it's better. Yeah, people are exposed to mace all the time, or become cow. So lemaise, it helps for you. So yeah, all right. So the no, because a mitzvah letamis. You said even if zeshay de'acherim by shiva krivim, he's mitzvah to be metama. By mace mitzvah, it's efshay de'acherim. That takes off the definition. Mace mitzvah is when it's not efshay de'acherim. So it removes the definition. Yom Tov Rishon. Well, you can wait till tomorrow. So if you have a choice to wait till tomorrow, you better bury a guy or wait till tomorrow. So what's worse, waiting for tomorrow or a kohen being metamon? They both have save a life, I say, that's the truth. So I don't know, he's comparing the two. Maybe you could argue that the one.
If someone's in the hospital and a relative dies there, they don't leave the person in that room. They take the lifter and the terrorist to another place. I mean, can you assist the hospital?
If krivim are there, they will usually allow the mace to stay there until the Chevra Kadisha comes. My father passed away Shabbos afternoon, and they let us wait till the night. Recently, my mother passed away, they let us wait. And the truth is, if you're there, it's a very big difference to get the death certificate taken care of, because my mother passed away in Cornell. And so I called somebody, he said that he just had a mace that day in Cornell. It took 6 hours to get a death certificate. And my mother passed away on a Sunday evening. So I spoke to a nurse, and she said, we'll take care of it. I said, how soon? And I pressured her. And you know what she did? She's very nice. She took the papers, went downstairs, and did it in 15 minutes, in 20 minutes. They took care of it. All you got to do, the person passed away, the body is there. All they got to do is get a doctor to sign a piece of paper. There's always a doctor. So it took 6 hours when the Craven were not there, and here it took 20 minutes when the Craven were there.
What's the difference?
You can take the mace out. Who wants the mace laying in the hospital?
My mother passed away. I called David. I said, just stay there as long as you can. And
yeah.
He'll send someone else when he can.
Okay, I'd like to point out, Sif Dalid is a relatively easy Sif. It's a list of the Kraivim that were Misabel on. I think it's well known. Rabbi Kiva Eger is the big Chiddush, the second line of Rabbi Kiva Eger. The Nesua, that a person on a married wife is Misabel. Kiva Eger says, Im hoya like tati imava yadait ilagarsha, umesa metecha ktat, kosov ha yamshul shloimo yadena misabel aleha. Beis Meir, very interesting Beis Meir. The Beis Meir there in Svara is Chaylik, but he says it was Kfar Nispash at the Minig, not to be Misabel, so he's not starting up. But I didn't read it because just at the time. Sif Dal just has a list that all the Kraven we mentioned are the ones with Misabel on. The seven Kraven. This is exactly what Palm said. This is a makar for Palm said that if there's no hergish of Avelus, he can't be Mechayev Avelus. So here, technically, it's in the Suah. And technically, a Kohen can be Mitama. But if there's no hergish of Avelus, then there is no Avelus. The Sifhei is that a Ger has no Kraven, which you all know. I want to get to Sivav. Sivav. What? He's mechayev to have a hergish. If he has no hergish, what should I do for him? Yeah, it could be such a mitzias. But what should I tell you? Sounds mechayev to have. He could do whatever he wants. No one's going to force him. If he wants to go to an amusement park, no one's going to stop him. If he's coming, he has to sir yeshayla. He's coming to ask a shayla. We assume he's being honest. If he's being honest, then we answer him honestly. You know, we never force him anyway if he wants. To pay for kvura. Achinami. Grada Simon Tzadik, it says that once they're separated, the chiyuvik suba end. I think it says the same thing. Okay, I wanted to learn Sivav. It's not well known. Okay, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, Min HaTorah. Okay, so let's look at Sif Dalid. We are doing Dalid. Kol HaKroim Shekai B'Tam Elohem Shem Ove V'Ima Yedinai B'Tei V'Achim V'Choyse Me Ove V'Abesula V'Yishtoi Misablam Aleihem. That's Min HaTorah. Avelus does not apply to a married sister. It's a Hisafa Derabbanan. There's a din of Avelus Dairaisa. What does Avelus Dairaisa mean? Avelus Yom Rishon Dairaisa, the Gemara says. Avelus, the first day, is a din Torah. What does that mean? What Avelus is Dairaisa? It's a machlaikis to Rosh in the first parak in Subis. Brings two shitas. There are those who hold that the Avelus Yom Rishon Dairaisa is only not to eat Maisa Sheni or Kachim. It says in the Torah, by Aaron HaKayin, by the death of Nadav Aviyah, which we're going to come to, that that's Avelus Yermishin Dairaisa. The other Rishayin, the whole Hanogas Avelus Yermishin is Dairaisa. So there is a tshuva in the Divrei Yecheskel. It's, I think, an important tshuva. The Divrei Yecheskel says Yisoid in Dine Avelus. He's going on the Ran. The Ran says that when you have a suffix in Dine Avelus, if you have, let's say, anybody to leave Shita the Gemara Dine Avelus, so he says, Sheval Tasa, you don't have to keep Avelus. Sheval Tasa, you don't have to keep Avelus. So everyone asks in the Ran, Sheval Tasa? Avelus is an Avera B'kumvaseh. Someone puts on shoes, someone takes a shower, someone takes a haircut. Most Avelus is a Sheval Tasa, you don't have to keep Avelus. As if Avelus is a Kumvaseh Dika Mitzvah. So they ask on the Ran, what are you talking about? Most Dine Avelus are themselves Sheval Tasa Mitzvahs, not Kumvaseh. So Dibri Yecheskel explains the Ran, it's not true. It's not the vart in ovels also to take a haircut. In ovels also to take a shower. There's a mitzvah of kumvasei to be misabel, to show avelus on a karev. The mitzvah is to show hergeshe avelus. He says, let's see what have a person whose karev died. He's not aware of it. And it pooped. He didn't wear shoes. He didn't take a haircut. He didn't do anything. He finds out the next day. He says, oh, this is my second day of avelus. I kept avelus yesterday. I didn't know about the mace, but I didn't take haircuts. I didn't sit on a bench. I kept avelus. It's not emes. It's not avelus. Avelus is not refraining from haircuts and showers, etc. Avelus is a hanhoga b'kumvasei. That's his yisai. So avelus is a hanhoga. So when the Torah says, don't eat maise sheni, don't eat kachim, the rishonim that hold avelus yermishin deraisa mamish, that the Rosh brings, they hold that you have to be noyig avelus. It has to be nicker in you, hergeshe avelus on the parent that a person is misabalon. And memela, that was my nadav aviyah, that was the idea of avelus deraisa. A chaisa nesua is avelus deravam.
That's the reason why avelus is one of those mitzvahs where the maisa mitzvah and the kiyama mitzvah are two separate parts. The maisa mitzvah is the din avelus, but the kiyama mitzvah is to be upset about.
When you do a mice, it has to be accompanied by the
kiyama.
So that would explain why, if there's a ketota between a husband and wife, just not taking showers is nothing. If there's no avelus, then it's nothing. Okay, I guess if we'll leave for next week, a musician.